Well, it was a very hard decision to take, but obviously it was the interest of public safety, and that's our first concern. We had a combination of exceptional wind and sea conditions that we couldn't fully anticipate. We were aware that obviously it was spring tide, and we did plan accordingly. But those particular conditions, which was wind and short, what we call short period strong waves, added to that sort of the forecasted spring tide. So we had those high levels of water on the beach, which have been unprecedented in all the years since staging the event. And in fact, we saw those conditions going right the way through the whole of the site. So as a result, our event control had to be relocated, and our other structures actually had to be moved off the beach. And actually, there was also impact on the fun fair. So we were sort of reacting. We were actually reacting to a sort of unexpected event, sort of in the same way we reacted to it in the flooding of 2011 when that came.
And I know there have been some people on Twitter who are kind of angry that they didn't get to see the final part of the show. But I mean, just to reiterate, this was about not putting people's lives at risk.
Everything is about not putting people's lives at risk. That has to be our primary concern, and we have to take note of that. Any event organizer, no matter how much of it, is a massive disappointment for us, and all the effort that we've actually put into the event. We have to always put people's health and safety first. That is paramount.
Did everyone get off the beach safely once you realised what was going on and that it needed to be called off?
Well, what I think we did say was we thought everybody did leave in a very calm and calm manner, and we felt that was a tremendous sort of accolade for everybody. Knowing how everybody felt about what had just happened, we felt the actual access and egress out of the site was done extremely well. We'd like to thank people for being calm and collective as they left.
What about today then? Because I know that tonight's concert's also being cancelled.
Yes, we took the decision very early this morning in light of actually the expected weather conditions that we'd had are expecting during the day, and also the undermining of some of the structures at Boscombe, and the combination of that meant we took that very early decision to not go ahead tonight.
So people who've got tickets for tonight, what position are they in?
Well, what we are doing is they haven't seen the event itself. So we're going to be in touch with them in the next couple of days. We're going to look at this sort of where we stand in terms of the conditions. Obviously, the conditions actually say that we don't have to give refund. But in this situation, we will look at how that stands with our various partners.